What brought you to LA?
I came to LA because I'd grown up in a small town in Michigan, and I was looking for something more interesting, more exciting, different than what I had experienced growing up. I had done some modeling in Michigan for some local department stores, and I got a little taste of how that felt, and it seemed interesting to me and like something that I might want to pursue. So prior to coming to LA, I had an opportunity to go to New York with a modeling agent there, and I also had an opportunity to spend some time in Europe. And after I had done both of those things for a couple of years, LA seemed like the next logical step for me. And I was interested in getting involved in the entertainment industry. And I had done quite a few commercials in New York and quite a few commercials in Europe. And LA was, you know, the big entertainment place. So I had aspirations to continue doing commercials and maybe some film and television work, and everybody kept telling me that Los Angeles was the place where that was happening. So I decided to come to LA really to be in the entertainment industry.
Was it hard to adjust to life in LA?
It was a little bit challenging to adjust to life in LA. Yes, you have to remember I grew up in pretty small town in Michigan where not very much happened, and the roads were all sort of, you know, one or two lane roads, some dirt roads, a lot of pastures, a few cows, barns, stuff like that. I knew, you know, how to get around everywhere I went, obviously in Michigan. And then when I came to LA, it was a huge city, and I had to figure out how to get around. So back in the 80s, there was no cell phones, there was no navigation, you know, everything was done by maps. So I would have appointments or auditions, and they would give me an address, and then I would have to figure out how I was gonna get there. And there was no, you know, real public transportation, so it's not like you could take the subway or the bus. So I had to get a car, and my first car was actually a stick shift. You know, I didn't really know how to drive a stick shift. So my first car in LA, I learned to drive a stick. And then we used to use what was called the Thomas Guide, which was like this big book of maps. So you had to get the address, then you had to look it up in the Thomas Guide on the grid, and then you had to drive while looking at directions at the same time and figure out where you were going. So I found that to be incredibly challenging, and I got lost a lot. Other than that, I found it really easy to adjust to the great restaurants and the fun lifestyle and lots of nightlife. And I thought the people were really cool. It was a little bit hard to make friends at first because I didn't know anybody. So that was a little bit tricky.
What is the difference in life between living in Michigan and LA?
Wow, huge difference. Where I grew up in Michigan was a very small town, and LA is, you know, huge. Michigan was really cold, and it snowed in the wintertime. It doesn't snow in LA. The streets got very icy, so sometimes it was hard to drive. Much better restaurants in LA. The food in Michigan is very kind of bland and sort of just meat and potatoes. When I grew up, we didn't really have Japanese food. There was like one Chinese restaurant You know, in LA, you can get any kind of food you want, anytime you want. People in LA maybe some of them are not as nice as people in Michigan. People in Michigan are pretty, you know, Midwestern, very nice. Everybody's very friendly. If you need help or directions, they tell you. Sometimes in LA, that wasn't always the case. So sometimes that was hard. And I didn't know anybody when I moved to LA, so I had to figure out how to make friends. And in Michigan, I knew, you know, pretty much everyone. Michigan's very, you know, kind of simple. Things are very easy. Life's very simple. It's a lot of outdoor activity. So that's kind of similar to LA, and in that you spend a lot of time, you know, outside. Michigan, I had my whole family there. And then in LA, when I first moved here, I didn't have any family. And so that was a little bit hard.
How do people act differently in Michigan and LA?
Wow, very different. Actually, the people in Michigan are very friendly. They're very helpful. Everybody's super nice. And that's not always the case in LA. Especially when I first got here, some people were nice, some people were not nice. Some people were mean. Some people were really rude, especially driving, like in the cars and stuff. People drive like maniacs here. In Michigan, people drive very nice. They're very friendly. They let you in. In LA, that's not always the case. Sometimes they honk the horn. They cut you off. People, you know, yell. People in LA, in Michigan are, you know, pretty simple. They're very basic. They just kind of do what they do. They go to their job, come home, take care of their family. They don't have a lot of sort of aspirations to do big things. And a lot of people in LA sort of came here because they had a dream or a passion or something that they were pursuing. So they have a little bit more energy and a little bit more excitement. And also, I think they're more worldly. Most people in LA have come from someplace else. Some people grew up here, but most people that I know are transplants from someplace else. So quite a big difference between Michigan and LA.
Did the change from Michigan to LA change your habits or the way you acted?
Yeah, I think moving to LA definitely made me more conscientious about health, made me more conscientious about what I ate. The diet in Michigan is very kind of fat oriented, like a lot of butter, a lot of dairy, a lot of cheese, a lot of meat. So I think, you know, living in LA, I developed healthier habits. And also people in Michigan don't really work out that much. So I think in that regard, coming to LA, I developed more of a workout program. So a lot of hiking, outdoor stuff, you know, yoga, healthier foods, just more conscientious about how I looked, how I felt. Started meditating when I came to LA. There's not a lot of meditation in Michigan. And I think coming to LA also made me a little bit more confident and a little bit stronger of a person.
What about Michigan do you miss the most after coming to LA?
Oh, Michigan, I miss the fall for sure, the changing of the leaves. I miss the spring after going through a long winter, and then you come into spring and it's just a really special feeling. I miss my family. My family still all lives in Michigan, so I don't see them as much as I would like. just sometimes once a year, maybe twice a year. I miss the slower pace sometimes, like not so much traffic. Being able to find a parking spot easy and for free, because they don't charge for parking in Michigan, just obviously not the case in LA. I miss the snow sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. And sometimes I really miss the fresh air. Michigan had really fresh air.
How has your daily life changed since coming to LA?
Wow, my daily life has changed quite a bit. Actually, I have to, certainly have to plan things better. Living in LA, I have to plan more time to get things done. So if I have to go to the grocery store or run an errand in LA, it probably takes 3 times longer than it would in Michigan, because you got to get there, you have to fight traffic, then you got to find a place to park, then you got to stand in line to check out. So everything like takes a little bit longer. I think I get up earlier in LA than I did when I lived in Michigan. And, you know, now I'm older, I have kids that I have to take care of. So when I lived in Michigan, I was very young and carefree, and I didn't have to do much except take care of myself and go to school and hang out with my friends. And now in LA, I have to take care of a house, I have kids to take care of, I have to go to the grocery store, I have to go to the dry cleaners, I have to do doctor's appointments, I have to take care of the dogs, I have to take care of the cars, I have all kinds of obligations and stuff that I have to do. So it's very, very different than it used to be.